Nah, I'm sorry. I was trying to.
But yeah, from their perspective, it's good marketing tool for them too, because UFC is a big audience, and them two can be crossover. They can be stars, you know what I'm saying? So I don't see no problem with that. What was the other topic? It was Tank beating up on Reddick?
Yeah,
man, that was wild, man. He was giving Reddick the business, even though Reddick. I know you saw his little rebuttal to it, talking about he didn't spar the full six rounds. You see him saying
that? I saw that.
Hey, man, it might be some validity to that. Like, you know, Tank was getting in him, but, you know, Tank might have been tired, bro. That's why he ain't finished them six rounds out. I mean, he was beating him up in them 20-second clip. I ain't gonna lie. But, yeah, man, I think Tank might have been tired, bro. He didn't want to get showed out, so they did what they did and left after four.
That echo, you hear that?
That's Josh. You got, like, your radio playing in the back, or you on speakerphone, Bluetooth, coming through your car. Whenever we talk, we hear you. Us. Right.
My bad.
All right, champ. Yo, real quick, super chats from Brandon Maurice.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't know
Brandon
we
came
this.
Back hard with this.
I
Brandon
didn't know we
says,
wait, but like, we got to properly set this up, though, because okay. CYP said, for Brandon, super chat, courage, round one. So he wanted him to come out and play. Brandon did not answer. So Brandon... CYB comes back and says, round two, Brandon, put up or shut up. Now, I think this is a conversation that they're having in the back, too. So then Brandon comes back and says, tell my youngest son, CYP, screenshot his bank account and put it in the back channel like I did. 29 and going to be touching 100K before Thanksgiving. We going out to Sean Clark that says, why would Wilder adapt to the UFC better than Joshua or Fury? Laughing out loud emoji. And that's he's saying,
I just feel like he's better built for that for fighting in the cage.
Well,
like, I think
he's
feel
talking
like,
about Louisville Slugger, who said Wilder's more athletic than Fury and Joshua, and he would have been had a better time crossing over to the UFC.
Yeah, and I agreed with that. So, I don't know. I just feel that way. I mean, listen, Sean, you want to call in and tell me why, you know, Joshua or Fury or both would be better, you know, in MMA than Wilder, go ahead. But, I'm just saying that's how I feel right now, but obviously we can't know that for sure.
All right. So now we're at, Counterpunch CYP. What?
And he said, your screenshot was fake, my guy.
CYP, talk to us.
Yeah, we gonna keep this going through the super chat. So we gonna keep that regardless. I ain't gonna talk about that right now because I'm gonna murder him through the super chat like I said I would. But anyway, UFC heavyweight division is all about knockouts. Mario watches it. Mario knows that they inherit the knockout. They promote the knockout. Whether it's Kane, whether it's Ngannou, whoever, they love the knockout. Why not? Why wouldn't the UFC fans want the knockout king of the world? Nobody has knocked out more. Nobody knocks out bigger dudes. Win or lose, UFC is all about losses. They don't care if you win or lose. They just want to see a great fight. They love fighters who get in there, win or lose. So the loss or him not being champion, it got nothing to do with nothing. But I'm going to get to the bottom of that and talk to my people and see what the real issue is.
I agree, man. The UFC, you got dudes with, like, Gabriel Rosado records getting fights. So, you know. Strange, but I like Supermax, man. That sounds right. There was public beef between Wilder and Dana White. Maybe they didn't reach out. Maybe they reached out and he said no. We're going out to soon-to-be mandatory challenger, waiting for an eliminator fight that people won't give him, man. I mean, it's hard. We thought we had an eliminator ready to go for Saturday. Now we got to come up with new stuff, but I'm talking to the uncrowned champ.
Yo, all things settled. That mandatory is coming up. We got all things in place. Shout out to East Coast Promotions. Shout out to me. Shout out to the commission. Definitely shout out to Mr. Sony. Shout out to Greatness 704, everybody. Shout out to you, Mr. Gibbs, as well. Listen, I was saying it a couple of years ago. Wilder, he does have the frame. So Mario mentioned that point I made. He should have been in a fight with Ovince St. Preux. He could have did that crossover fight like 2 years ago, 3 years ago when Ovince St. Preux was hot. Crossover fight, probably could have made a bag off of it, especially right after the McGregor fight. You know, but it is what it is. Again, Canelo don't look like he could do nothing but box. You know what I'm saying? So you don't even see Canelo looking like he could grapple or do anything, any world otherly athletic except box. So that's why I could see, you know, them not putting him in a game like that. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, though, you know, I think it's a talk about Big Baby Miller going back to suspensions. Like, yo, people pick and choose, man. Somebody made an example of this fool, man. Like, don't, man. Like, I think, like Ness said, his worst punishment could be putting him in there without the juice. Give him Luis Ortiz. You know what I'm saying? If he get through the old man, whatever. Give him Dillian White. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Two juice heads, you know, allegedly. So that's pretty much my call. Keep the show going. I know you're about to cut up out of there, but listen, do me. I know you're not there, but I know you listen. I'll see you soon, friend.
All right. Yeah.
Who is that guy?
That is, you know, well, if you're Vasil, that's Bud. And if you're
I never heard of him.
If you're Bud, then that's Vasil, right? That's how they got y'all, man, 1-2.
Oh, that's that guy that I heard he was having nightmares all weekend, just waking up. And they said he would wake up and he'd be like, Mario, no, stop. You're killing me.
What?
And then he'd just be in these cold sweats.
CYP with the counterpunch says, screenshot sent of one of my accounts sent. So Jordan James.
Yo,
says,
I
want to
see it. I want to.
You want to see the screenshot?
Yeah.
Jordan James says Wilder would break his hands in 4 ounce gloves.
Why?
I don't know. We're going out to Decatur, Georgia. A possibility. That could be one reason.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. You're right. He hits very hard.
Lids low. You rocking out or you working, champ? Going once. There you go.
Nah, I'm out, man. I'm headed back to Georgia, man. I just picked up my daughter. Her birthday was yesterday. You feel me?
Happy birthday to her, champ.
Happy birthday.
Say thanks.
Thank you.
That's what I said. Uh-huh. Yeah, you think too, man. You know what I mean? But to the boxing. Ness and Mario, I know how y'all feel about Big Baby, but y'all know how I get down with this shit. I just don't dig it. So this is what I say. Forget him, because like you said, and as you said, they caught him before he got in the ring, but that's the problem, bro. What if he do get in the ring and catch somebody? So that's my whole issue with the drug period, regardless of how it helps you. I just don't dig it. Who else we talking about? This AJ with the Wilder. Guess what? We still talking about Wilder, so he's still getting his shine on. He might not be on the game, but so what? That's UFC. I ain't too much tripping about that. The Tank thing. Tank was out of line for leaking the video, especially when you're going to leak certain seconds of certain rounds to make you look good. So if you're going to do this shit on homeboy, let's just keep it 100, Tank. Now, you know what I'm saying? You got to build yourself up since you look crybaby money. So don't come out here with no bullshit. Like keep it 100. And on this last thing, Virgil Ortiz, bring yourself on, call that line, man. Call Bob, tell him to make it happen. You know what I mean? Let's get it cracking. Because, you know, Bud, we ain't ducking nobody. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Baldy. Shout out to... What's the man that got in the street war fight?
Oh, Robert the Genius.
I ain't never met you, my guy, but shout out to you for getting in the ring, fella. Y'all stay up, keep doing a good job. Everybody hit the like button and go over to that Patreon. I'm out.
All right. I mean, it ain't no ring. It was like the cage, right? Satan's
chicken,
backyard.
The chicken coop.
Satan's backyard. But that's even more dangerous is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine,
it is. No, it definitely
yo,
is.
Like, there was times where he would land right hands and you just hit a gate. Like, shh. I'm like, man.
Bro,
and
let me tell
head?
You right now. Me and my wife were watching it, right? And she was like, did this just happen recently? I was like, yeah. She goes, oh. So he's got COVID now for sure. Like,
no,
why?
And that's
she goes,
yo,
nobody
brother,
was wearing a mask. Bruh, like, nobody.
Homie, I said, yo, they how they do that with COVID? He was like, yo, they don't care. They just did it. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, man,
I'm staying home, man. Even though I'm on some conspiracy shit, I'm still staying home like that. Like, I'm not trying to catch nothing right now. But listen.
Oh,
we got
a super
out?
Chat from Jordan James real quick. He says he's got history of breaking his hands. Why do you think he never wears horsehair gloves?
Good point.
I
don't know what he wears. I always see them Everlast, which are, I don't know if they MX because they custom, so I can't really confirm or deny. He definitely has Everlast. They can be MX. I mean, they make everything custom for him down to the shoes, though. So I would have to personally ask that. Specifically ask that. But let me go out to Majid in Florida.
Hey, man. Everybody need to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and join Patreon, even if it's for $3. Man, about this cover, this UFC cover thing, I feel like, I don't know. This time I ain't going to really go with it. They blocking Wilder out for the simple fact that both of them got belts. And then what's that? Eddie Hearn was reaching out to EA Sports to try to get the game made. And ain't no other promoters do that, you know. So maybe that's just maybe they just giving back or something, you know. But it happened. It is what it is. And as far as that Gervonta Davis video, I just was surprised that he was able to have him kind of walking on those ankles like that after a round four, you know, especially with that weight difference. Everybody else got these. Oh, yeah, one more thing. We got, like, Ryan Garcia and Raleigh out there sparring and all that stuff, you know, him getting clapped and all that type of stuff. The Teofimo sparring, Gervonta. I'm like, there's a lot of sparring videos out, so we don't need to make no big deal out of this.
But those are all old. Like, when Gervonta sparred Haney was still an amateur. When Teofimo and Haney sparred amateurs.
I'm just throwing out the sparring videos, like just throwing sparring content out. You know, like they said that was a forbidden rule. I'm just saying that all fighters do it. You know?
Nah, but that don't make it right, though. And here's the thing. If you agree to do it, okay, I understand. But Ivan's come out and said that specifically both coaches came out before
somebody,
and
though.
Said no.
He bit somebody. He can't cry. He bit somebody before. But that's all I got.
Yo, I forgot. Yo, I mean, yo, James,
oh, I forgot
yo.
All about that, bro.
I did.
Oh, you did too?
Yeah, I did forget. I don't.
That's hilarious.
Man, I was going to say something. He killed the room with that. Damn. Oh, I was going to say, it's funny how the other ugly sparring is Rowley and Ryan in the Mayweather gym. Just saying.
Yep. Yo, Jerry said specifically, and he said a lot. He said that he thinks that, you know, Tank was wrong for doing what he did, but.
Yo, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Only because
you set
of
him
other
up.
Fighters.
You set him up. I told you send it without saying anything.
No, he did. He did. I said, hey, comment on this. That was it. But this is exactly what he put. I'm going to read it. He said, listen, BJ Flores once told me, fuck up anybody who is sparring with you. If
Whoa.
They know your skill level and they know what you can do. And if they don't, fuck them up. Because they don't belong in the ring with you. And you don't learn anything by taking it easy on someone, I promise. So, you know, he's saying that he didn't think
Man,
that there's anything
you got
wrong
it
with
tough,
going hard.
Yo, that's Mario's coach. You got it tough, champ. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah,
all right, let's see. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong then. Damn. Marlon, so icy. Sims, pro boxer, Marlon. What did you think of that, man, specifically? I mean, obviously, take your call. You got a whole 3 minutes. You do your thing and go get to it when you do. But I would like your take on that.
Yeah, I'm going to touch on that first. You can hear me okay?
You definitely on that speaker, but we gonna go ahead and listen. I know you driving.
Yeah, I'm on the truck right now. No, there was some BS on that sparring. It's the thing, and I agree with what you said, that when you sparring, it's supposed to be work. Let me know how we going to spar so I can act. You know, if we don't work on stuff, yeah, we still throwing. We probably going, you know, 60, maybe 70% or whatever. And, you know, that's times where you can go a little harder. But if you saying that we going to do some, I don't know, maybe some light work, we just sparring, and then you turn already know we all record. But if there's something in there, we'll let them know, like, hey, man, we're going to post this. Like, I've been in sparring with people, and I'm like, do you mind if I post this? It didn't show them in the best light, but I'll let them know, do you mind if I post this if they want it out there? So, I don't know, man. I look at that different. I look at that the same way you look at it. But then again, like you said, if he already going down, the sparring is not supposed to go in there and knock your person out. Y'all are supposed to work. Like, y'all can go hard or whatever, especially if y'all in the same weight class and stuff. But I don't know. That's just, I look at it different. I look at it the same way you look at it, right?
For sure, champ. Anything else?
Other than that, man, the UFC, they slipping, man. If they would have put Wilder on that, I promise you, if they had put Wilder, Fury, and Joshua on there, I probably would have bought the game. But I felt like they left him out. That's just me personally as a Wilder fan. I felt like they, that was a slap in my face. Like, why? How y'all going to leave Wilder like he's nobody, though? Know? I don't know how the backup is, how it all got set up. I don't know if EA reached out to Tyson Fury and Joshua, or if they had their people reach out to them knowing they was cheating in the game, or I don't know the backstory, but I just wish Wilder was in the game. I promise you, I would have bought the game if all three of them was in there. Other than that, hey, Ohio Run Boxing, if you watching, Marcus, if you watching, man, tell Ramiro Hernandez, tell him, man, to go ahead and sign that paper, because I think he got the contract, and I'm trying to fight him at 126 for the Minnesota State belt. That's if you're listening. I hit him up. I tagged them in all the posts. My people sent the paperwork out, so, you know, I'm trying to get that fight thing, man.
Yo,
handle your business, champ.
126?
That's what's up, Marlon. Yo,
I've been wanting to fight him at 130. I caught him out since I was at 4-0. So right now he's 16-0, and I'm at 8-0. And I told him I'll fight him at 130. The dude unfriended me from Facebook when I sent him the video of me calling him out and everything. It was crazy.
But you gonna come down to 26?
I'm already at 126. My last time was at 126.
Okay.
I actually would prefer to fight him at 130, but we can do 126.
All right. Well, Marlon, man, keep us posted, man. Keep us posted. If you get that fight, we should have y'all both on, do a little virtual face-off and some interviews, man. Definitely let hype that up, man.
That would be dope.
Let me get to CYP.
Oh, what up?
What up?
What up? What up? What up? Yeah, man, you know, good show. And now you know Brandon feeling like a little girl right now. Because now he's typing in my government name, trying to find out things about me. And one thing y'all can know about me, man, my page is public, my Instagram public, you can type my name in, my government, none of that matters to me because I'm squeaky clean. If y'all want to know about some allegations that I was accused of, why I never got arrested, never got talked to, never got brought in, and I won a lawsuit against them, then go ahead. See, that's the thing about life. When you big and people really don't like you, they'll try to tear you down. But when you're truthful and you're transparent with everything, you'll always end up on top. That's why I got all my businesses. That's why I got my money to invest in my businesses with. Everybody who around me loved me, from kids to adults. But y'all can do what y'all want to do from a little YouTube show. There's a reason why people really like me in real life. There's a reason why I don't lose clientele, because I'm a real transparent dude. Brandon, do what you got to do, man. Post them. Get the files. Get it. And I'm going to repost the lawsuit that I want. I'm going to do it all, baby. Let's go. CYP, stay winning, man. Ain't nobody worried about y'all. It's the internet. Anybody can get on the internet. But you can't go down unless you're the one. Now, lastly, I came up with this new slogan I wanted y'all to hear. America, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Cuba, they known for their fighters. The UK is known for its fans. Have a good day, mate. CYP out.
All right. Let's see who's next. Steve, Chicago. What up?
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing tonight?
We're good, champ.
All right. Yeah, let me touch on this, on the Big Baby Miller talking in the chat a little bit. You know, I don't condone what the guy did, but like I've been trying to tell you, testing in boxing is just, if I was Miller and they tried to ban me, I'd be suing people because how can – we don't even know half of the guys that are taking PEDs from lack of testing. And not every – you know for a fact, not – even the Titleists sometimes don't get tested. It's not like a mandatory thing. So I don't know. PEDs is such a crazy subject in the sport. I don't know how you resolve it. I really don't. But yeah, and then on the UFC thing with Wilder, you know, I'm a little puzzled. I was doing a little digging, and it looks like the developers of that game for the third version was out of Canada. So I don't know if they're the ones making the fourth version. But the only thing I could think of, you know, Canada, because why do they got two Brits? It doesn't make sense. You're not going to sell that to a U.S. audience. You know, Joshua and Fury doesn't sell here. So I don't get it. So these Canadians, it seems like they developed this. And, you know, Canada, you know, they still bless the Queen in that. So maybe that had something to do with it. So, yeah, and then Tank, I didn't see the video. I'm not going to talk on that because I didn't see it. I'm going to have to look for it.
We shared it on the show in case you watch it on YouTube. We definitely shared it on the live show. And then we also have it on our YouTube channel.
Okay, I'll have to check it. I missed it. I didn't see it. But then with Bud, you know, you remember you did a show not too long ago and you was telling opponents for Bud, and it was like half the guys on there I didn't even know who the hell they were. And then I think the biggest guy on there was like Castillo Cleo or Clayton or something, remember?
So
I was laughing at that shit. I'm like, who the hell are those guys? But if he could fight Ortiz, man, that'd be way better than them guys there. So hey man, why not? Like you said, Canelo took on Mayweather. This would kind of be the same version of that. So why not? But, yeah, that's all I got.
All right, Steve in Chicago, thank you for calling in. And we're going to Stone Bone in Colorado. What up?
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Big Baby. Big Baby. Look, I guess he's going to have to do like Bronner. He's going to have to go back to the block or something because – he owed Eddie, Bob, and Jay Prince. Matter of fact, he can – Mario, steroids is okay in certain heavy lifting, so maybe he got to go into, like, some type of weight thing. If he going to just be on steroids, just go be in a sport where you can do it, like certain weightlifting competitions where they say it's non-testing or test. So, and they pretty clear about it. They let it be known if they testing or not. So he's going to have to – he's going to have to either be a Rap-A-Lot bodyguard or something. He's going to have to pay that person some money. So he better figure it out. And being real, I ain't played a video. I've had every video game, every video system that came out because people would always be like, hey, man, let me get a little something, hold my game for next week. And they never come back and get the game. So I always had them. I just don't play them. I'm always doing something else. I'm more into reality than virtual reality. I ain't really got time to sit around and play games. When I'm sitting around, I'm smoking. And Virgil Ortiz, with everything going on with Ryan, the volatility, the Canelo not even really speaking to Oscar, he ain't putting Ortiz in there with Bud. He already looking at, that's his only fighter. Ryan trying to get out of there, Canelo tell him what to do. Who else Golden Boy got? Virgil Ortiz, and they ain't finna go put him in there and take that chance of losing him like that. And with Tank, don't forget Ivan Redcap was a 135-pounder. He's a little dude, too. He was fighting Tevin Ford. And about this, I know it's not fight time, so Ivan Redcap's last fight was at 147, so he probably weighed 160. But Tank is known weighing 160 when he out of fight. They've been talking about that for years, Tank weighing 160, 170 pounds. So Tank weighed just as much as Redcap. You can see how thick his back was. That's not the 130 Tank. That's probably a 160-pound dude beating up on a basic European